This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Clinton and Donald Trump getting ready for their big debate in a couple of weeks, and they're in a virtual tie, according to the poll of polls. In the meantime, NFL starts again, a new season on Thursday. Woohoo! Which means, sports fans or non-sports fans, we do bring back Nail the Score. We are holding it on a special night because we've got a Thursday game to kick things off between the Broncos and the Panthers, last year's participants in the championship game in the Super Bowl, where Denver, of course, won and Peyton Manning ultimately retired. So here's how it works. By the way, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Happy to say that we've got politics, red poker hot, and this Nail the Score thing. It comes up at the end of this hour. Normally it would be our Tuesday into Wednesday show, not our Wednesday into Thursday show. But for a special time, it is tonight. So for all of you listening with one eye open, both eyes wide open, driving in your rig somewhere, out on patrol somewhere, don't be afraid to jam on the phone. Keep the number handy. I'm going to even give it out right now. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283, so that you can join us for Nail the Score at the tail end of this hour, because so many people wanted me to bring it back. So by popular demand, you the people speak, and that means I am listening. And so we're going to do a version of that and get off politics for one segment. But boy, it is a crazy time when you think of those, that first debate. I cannot wait for the first debate. I really can't. All right, she may be the most popular caller on the planet, and for good reason. Izzy joins us now, and we are so glad to hear from you. Everybody, you are like the darling of the show. Everybody wants to know what's going on with Izzy. Where's Izzy? How's Izzy? Yes.
You are so sweet. You said the nicest thing. Ah, well, today was a bad day. Tomorrow will be better, but lavender. I want to tell people, think lavender. It
lavender
is one of the best mosquito deterrents ever. Mosquitoes
really
absolutely despise lavender. I grow it all over my yard, especially around entrances. I have it in my house. I burn lavender candles, and I hang lavender to dry. I never get a mosquito around my house, never.
Wow.
And I also grow catnip at entrances because it's another natural deterrent. Mosquitoes hate catnip, and they hate basil.
Really?
Really. Seriously.
I
hardly ever use any type of pesticide or herbicide or insecticide. I don't like that stuff. So if people would grow lavender in their yard, it's not only beautiful, it's very helpful.
Oh, I'm going to do that. Now, that's a great suggestion. I love the smell of it. So cool. I didn't know that.
And I have to disagree with Nathan on, what's his name, Kaepernicki?
Kaepernick and the Star Spangled Banner, yes.
I'm sorry, but, you know, our flag is part of our nationalism. And I really blame fans and fellow teammates for allowing that to go on. I mean, look what happened with Target when it was boycotted.
They lost a lot of sales. They still are having a hard time. Yeah.
Well, if they brought it on themselves. But still, you know, Kate, if he doesn't want to put his hand over his heart like most people tend to do, at least get up off your butt. You're being paid a lot of money to play football, and you're not that special.
Well, he's not even the quarterback for the 49ers. He's the backup. That is true. So, you disagree with him. You disagree. So that, you know, hey, listen, it's a tradition, and if that's the tradition, get off your rear end and stand.
Yeah, and I believe in freedom of speech. Believe me, I do. But, you know, it's getting really out of control with a lot of just sheer stupidity. I mean, come on, look at the BLM people. They can say anything they want. This Kaepernick guy can do whatever he wants, and that's real okay. Well, no, it's not. If you don't have symbols of your country's heritage, what do you have? Oh, wait, Marxist, socialist, communist, Hillary Clinton, Obama. Yeah, I'm sorry. No, we need to keep our symbols, and we need to keep our interest in our heritage.
Well, and you, but you know, on the other side of that, the reason that he did that is because, first of all, it's a big stage, and he's saying that. He's saying, now people will listen to me. There are dead black men in the street, and why can't we do something about it? See, here's what I think. I think the problem is, why can't we just have a regular conversation? It feels like we're just dancing around and stepping.
Everybody walks on eggs.
Yes.
Because, I mean, they're hollering about how many people are killed by the black people, killed by the cops.
Yeah.
Well, you better take a look at Chicago.
Yeah.
They are on a record high this year. And I know I worked in Chicago. And let me tell you, I don't hear the blacks whooping and hollering about that mess. No, they do not. And neither does the idiot mayor they have there.
Rahm Emanuel.
I mean, seriously, blacks kill more blacks than anybody else. And this thing about killing cops because blacks are ticked off, get a life. I get angrier by the day about some of the so-called political crap going on, well, political speak, that it's okay to say this stuff, it's okay to bash the
political correctness, yeah.
I just refuse to be politically correct. I just cannot do it.
Well, that's why everybody loves you, Izzy, because you are a hard right turn and you don't make any apologies for it and you back up what you say. This is my point of view and this is why. Absolutely. And I think that's part of the problem is no matter what someone's point of view is, a lot of times people are like lemmings and they don't have their own point of view.
I mean, I call them Walmart zombies.
Yeah.
Tell people that they go to work, they go home.
Yes.
There's this little group of people trudging into Walmart, not even noticing what's around them. Someday, these people are going to get conked on their head. And wonder,
right.
Well, why didn't I see that person? Because you don't pay attention.
Yeah.
By the way, I want to give a real quick shout out to Dan and thank you for the sweet words. That was so sweet of him about a week and a half ago, I think.
Yep. Well, it's
and
funny
hi to Graham. Hope he's doing okay.
It's funny that you mentioned them because they're backed up like 747s coming up to Moss.
I'm sorry.
In
goodbye.
Michigan.
Goodbye.
Grim. No, that's okay. Thank you, Izzy, because we're up against it. Appreciate it. Coming up, Tomas, Grim, and Dan. And you, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-5283. See you in a few.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Directions. I mentioned at the top that Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump in a virtual tie, meaning 2 points this way, that way, for whatever you make of polls. And most of, besides hitting the battleground states, most of what both of them are doing, the campaigning that you do when you're running for our highest political office, is in their spare time, because I'm sure they have tons of that. They're prepping for this debate. I think it's going to be a really, really interesting debate. I think it's going to be the highest watched debate that we've probably ever seen, even though it's competing against a football. Dan in Texas is hanging out. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Okay, here I am.
Yay!
I had to put my headphones down. Okay. I want you to use your little mind like a giant projection screen, and all of you can now see this coming. Here it goes. Two men were facing each other. One was dressed in an impeccable suit, and on his lapel, he had a name tag, and it says, "Hi, my name is Tom." Facing him was a man with long black hair, no shirt, rippling muscles, a pair of shorts that went almost to his knees, bare legs and bare feet. He too had a name tag. It said, "Me, Tarzan."
I like it. You're funny.
Yes, I am.
That's good. I like your jokes. I like it when you call in with the jokes.
Izzy,
it's good.
We love you. You are our sweetheart, and you are absolutely right about your patriotism. I agree 100%. People have died for this nation, and that nation's flag is what we have as a representation of the red, white, and blue. It was round and flew over the fort as a man on a ship was watching, and he wrote the Star-Spangled Banner, and it was first wrote as a poem, and now it's become our national anthem back in the days when we were fighting the British. And from this time, that time to this time, we have shed our blood for this nation time and time again. I have lost relatives in war. I know which I speak. And I will always honor my flag. It is the nation's symbol of our country. And anybody that isn't willing to stand for it or put their hand over their heart or swear to it, then get the hell out of my country, you son of a you-know-what.
I love that. Another hardcore opinion. Dan, thanks. Going down that road of Kaepernick, the NFL came out today and said, and this is Roger Goodell, who's the commissioner, who frankly I have not a lot of use for in so many instances, but because there's been so much flack about Kaepernick and are other people going to do that and whatnot, the statement from Goodell finally is that the NFL believes in patriotism. They believe in dollars is what they believe in, but okay. So Roger Goodell made his first public comments. He says Kaepernick has sat or taken a knee before every 49ers preseason game this season. Last week, his teammate Eric Reed joined him for the protests. So did Seattle Seahawks corner Jeremy Lane in his game against Oklahoma. And he made it clear there is no rule in the NFL saying players must stand during the anthem. There's just no rule on that. But he did say, my personal thoughts are, I support our players when they want to see change in society. We don't live in a perfect society. We live in an imperfect society. On the other hand, we believe very strongly in patriotism in the NFL. I personally believe very strongly in that. I think it's important to have respect for our country, for our flag, for our people who make our country better, for law enforcement, for our military who are out there fighting for our freedoms and our ideals. And these are important things for us. And that moment is a very important moment. So I don't agree with what he is doing, is what he said. We encourage our players to be respectful in that time. I think it's a moment where we can unite as a country, and that's what we need more of. And I think that's what football does. It unites our country. So I'd like to see us focusing on our similarities and trying to bring people together. And then he went on to say a few other things. You know, bottom line is he had to say something. There's no question he couldn't wiggle out of that. Let's go to Grim. Hello, Grim. How are you?
Fine. It's great to hear from Izzy. Hugs, hugs. And I'm still saying a prayer for you, and you sound great.
She does sound good.
If you noticed on tonight's, not debate, but NBC, what I looked at is how arrogant Matt Lauer was towards Trump. And Trump, you could see he was holding it back because he got pretty red-faced as he was compared, although the questions were good, as he was compared to Hillary. Now, for Dan out there, I finally figured this out. I don't know if somebody's done it, but I got another one here. It's an acronym, and it's for Obama's trying to create this socialist Muslim dictatorship. And the acronym for that would be SOCMUDIC. Suck my honk honk. Get out of here, Hillary.
You are so
She's
bad.
Working hard for votes now.
Right. You are so awful. Oh, my gosh. Did you work on that all day?
No, it just came to me here just a little while ago. I got another one, too. I don't know if you like watching Brain Dead. And I kind of, you know, get a hoot and a holler out of it. And sometimes I scratch my head trying to figure out whether it's real or not, the way DC is.
Yeah.
But from pure observation, because that's one of the things they teach you as an architect, that we've designed things from observing things in nature.
Right.
And I observe this. Them bugs that get in there and eat out half the brain, I think they eat the part of the brain that combats two diseases. But it's different for Republicans and Democrats. For Republicans, I think they eat the part that battles Alzheimer's. Because, you know, most of the time, Republicans remember, they respond like, huh? I don't remember. What'd you say?
Yeah, listening skills. Yeah.
Whereas with Democrats, they eat the part that combats dementia. Because they're always angry and mad like a demon in them.
Oh, my, oh, my. And what about the in-betweens? What about the independents?
They're there for the money.
They're there for the money. They don't want to make anyone furious at them. I'm on your side. Now I'm on your team. Oh, it's okay. I like everyone. I like that. You
and
know, it's funny. Go ahead.
Kaepernick goes, mm-hmm. If he wanted to do something, and Izzy's right, we need to get a good old Justice of Peace, or JP, in the NFL, and he make a ruling against all these athletes. I mean, just one, to, you know, an athletic director. And
right.
Say, here's a nightstick, here's a police uniform, and here's a billy club. Or no, I already said nightstick, and a radio. Now, you're going to patrol this section of Chicago. Hopefully you can convince these people out there to stop shooting each other because you're an icon.
Well, I agree with that. I think there should be, I think if, whether they want to be a role model or not, it's just like Charles Barkley trying to help in some communities and saying, here's what you do. You bring people together. You show them a different road. You try to help them out of a bad situation, but you don't just give them everything. You teach them, okay,
uh-huh.
Let's give you some better access to better teaching, to better possibilities, to programs that are super, super good. I mean, even Denzel Washington, I had a conversation with him, the great Denzel Washington. This is not name dropping, but he grew up in a very poor area in New York.
Yeah.
And he said the Boys and Girls Club saved his life.
Same with Judge Mathis. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's no doubt.
Instead of fan in the fire, Kate, fan in the fire, now you're doing something.
Yeah.
And take in like a big brother, like you're saying, a few of them. You got enough money.
Yeah.
It's a lack of education. It's a lack of jobs. And I need to get off because you got a 747 coming up on my rear here.
But that's you're absolutely right. That's what it is. Thanks, Grim. I mean, I love that. I love that Denzel Washington said that and always tried to support programs and encourage others to do the same. All right, stay with us. 855-266-5283. Tomas, you hang through. You're up next from Michigan. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Okay, coming up in our final segment, even for the people who called in already, nailed the score. Woohoo! Yes, the NFL is back. And Roger Goodell says it's about patriotism, but the bottom line is about football. And you don't even have to like football, because you know what? It's fun. It's a game. We play it. We got to play some games. We got to have some fun once in a while, right? So it's one segment. Normally it'd be Tuesday into Wednesday. This time it's Wednesday into Thursday. And the computer randomly picks the game of the week in the NFL. You call in. You tell me who you think is going to win and what the final score is going to be. No score is wrong. No team is wrong. Just pick whatever you want, because that's how football rolls. I mean, it's crazy, the scores that we've seen. So don't think, oh, I can't do this, because you may win. We've had some big winners in the past, and you may win. And check this out. Just for calling in and being part of this, and Dan, so you know, you're One World Way is on the way, but Stephen Hewer from One World Way gave me, because he knows I'm crazy about this stuff. You all know the story. He called me up, and he could hear me saying, I was getting sick a bunch, and I'm eating better, and I'm getting in good shape, and I feel really good in some ways, but I was exhausted. I'm still exhausted because I'm spinning plates all over the place. And he said, just try my stuff. Just try this, because this has been my life, because I've had so many problems. And I dug into this, and I created, you know, went to other people and looked into creating all kinds of products that would help people, or linking to products that would help people with what he had, like Crohn's disease. He had so many problems. And anyway, I started doing One World Way, and it's incredible. I'm serious. It's been amazing. I have a lot of friends who are speakers, and I've given them One World Way because they'll come and they've stayed with me when they've passed through my hometown on their way to some other place where they're speaking, and they're wiped, man. They're exhausted. So anyway, I've got packets, and I will send you some packets of One World Way, because he shipped me a whole bunch of them. And if you're curious about any of the stuff, you can always go to americatonight.net. There's a link, and it'll take you to all of that. So we're talking about a lot of different topics here, which is so unusual, right, for America Tonight. If you want to throw in your two cents, you know you're always welcome here, right? Right of right, left of left, somewhere in between, not caring, desperate for another party, or wanting to talk about something else like odds and ends. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Tomas is the last 747 that was lined up, and we appreciate him hanging with us. Hey, Tomas, how are you?
Wow, did you just say 747?
I did.
Because, you know, I was just going to talk about Tom Hanks. I think that Tom Hanks should be the new pilot for Air Force One, since apparently they don't want to allow the President of the United States to land anywhere anymore, you know, from what happened in China. Did you hear about that?
No. What do you say? What happened in China?
Yeah, no, they didn't. You know how they bring the stairs out to the plane? So the guys,
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yes.
He had to come out like where the mechanics come out from. I mean, that's a big diss. I mean,
yeah, that is a diss. You're right.
And, you know, so if Tom Hanks was you know, flying that plane, he would have been able to just, you know, drive right on up to the capital of Beijing, wherever, you know, in that movie. You know,
yeah, even Donald Trump said he would have left the G20 summit, because he's at the summit. He said he would have bolted over that Air Force One snub, and it was a snub,
exactly.
You're right.
Exactly, yeah. And he's the only one. I mean, you know, people already, it's over. I mean, people go, this is what we need. Somebody who stands up and says it like it is. You treat me like that, I'm out of there. You'll be G19. And you know what?
Yeah.
G19, without the USA, it's like the Tour of France. Anybody watch the Tour of France since the Americans stopped winning? Nope. Right?
No.
Even though, you know, he was taking drugs. But guess what? When our guy stopped winning, nobody watches it anymore. Right? That's the way it is.
Yeah,
we are the stick that stirs the drink on this earth. And we do it better than it's ever been done before in history. And that's why when that flag goes up, you know, you respect it, because that flag is a symbol of what we're doing right now, free speech. You try and have this conversation in Venezuela right now, okay?
You'd be shocked.
Not going to happen. Try to have it in Cuba right now. Oh, guess what? Where the G20 is happening, try to have this conversation in China right now. I don't even know if it's streaming over there right now. Okay.
Right.
So, Trump needs to stop criticizing Obama and start backing him up, because the whole world now is jumping on him, see? And so now, if Trump says, you know what, this is a bad thing that they did to our president, you know, this is no way to treat President Obama. And, you know, if they treat me like this, it's going to be different. You know, anytime somebody says something about the president, Trump should jump in there. When the president of the Philippines cursed our president, you know, I mean, you might not like Obama, but he can play on that. Trump can play on that. And, you know, he could have gone to a black church and said, you know, I may not agree with President Obama, but you do not call our president names. You talk about the black people getting up and saying, right on, brother. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That will get him up. Okay.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
So that's what he needs to do. And he's going to win even by more if he does that. Because I don't know if I'll watch the debate. I think it's over. I think I saw that little debate they had tonight. It wasn't really a debate. It was, you know, just a question and answer of one person, and that person left and the other came in. Hillary was talking about all the things she did.
Right.
She said, yeah, I did this, I did this, I did this. And then Trump came in and says, America's going to do this. America, we're going to make America, 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 America. You see, it was a totally different point of view. He was looking forward. She was just trying to remind people of the past and trying to rearrange the chairs on her Titanic.
Yeah.
And, she could not sell, you know, rice to a Chinaman. She's just not going to do it. But anyway,
No, that was good stuff. I agree with a lot of what you're saying. And starting off with the whole China thing, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, hey, you know that Mel Gibson movie's coming out, all right? And I tell you what, every time a trailer comes out for that, it's going to be like an ad for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
It's coming out in November. And you know about that movie, too, because you had a little relationship with the Seventh-day Adventist Church, just as I have.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's going to be interesting.
It's about the Seventh-day Adventist.
Yeah. That's coming out. And then there's, we already talked about the Sully thing, and then there's Snowden's coming out, too. I know. It's like a trifecta. It's craziness. I love it. I love that you love the movies, too.
You take care of yourself, Kate.
All right, you too, Tomas. Thank you. Appreciate it. It is. It's weird with movies, and I say this is why I do the cheap movie review. It's an escape to go to the movies, but sometimes the choices, right? What are the choices that we have? Now you got some pretty good ones. I think the Sully thing, and I'm trying to get him on the show. I've actually had a conversation with him. He was at an event where I was, and he is incredibly nice. I mean, he just is. He's people come up to him. He's so recognizable and just a really, really good guy. And he's somebody that we'll probably have on the show coming up here. But right now, he's just, of course, creamed with publicity and trying to help out and with the movie, although he's not in the movie per se, playing him as Tom Hanks. And I think it's going to score well. I think it's a feel-good movie. I think people like that whole idea of, wow, he landed this plane in the Hudson. And what's interesting is one of the things about him is that's interesting about Sully is the fact that he flew gliders. And he attributed a lot of what he could do and knowing that he was going to try to land this plane to being able to fly, you know, gliders. And how cool is that? All right, let's go to Ray in Missouri. Hey, Ray, how are you?
I'm good. That was quick.
Boom, we got you on. Everybody was lined up, and you're next.
Hey, I've got a couple. I want to do the guess the score afterwards, but
okay, so we'll hold you over. Yeah.
The Colin Kaepernick issue.
Yeah.
Go back to the Olympics, and has anybody brought up the Usain Bolt interview?
No, not well, when it happened, yes, but not recently, no.
Yeah. The Mexican television station's interviewing him. The national anthem comes up, and he told her, no, wait. He turns around.
And he does it.
And waits, and when it's over, he turns back around and says, okay. You know, it's a respect thing. And to turn it into something political for a man that was half black and half white and adopted by a rich white family to say blacks are oppressed is pretty sad.
There are other things he could have done, and I think that he's saying he's going to do that, and that's the next step in this whole deal, yeah.
I was at the ballpark this summer, purchasing a jersey for my wife's 10th anniversary, and we were in the middle of this, and inside the shop store, every salesman stopped, they turn around, they look at the flag, you can't do any business, so it's over.
Wow, that tells you something, absolutely. Stay through, because coming up next, Ray and everybody else, we have Nail the Score next on ATN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You ought to see me, brother. His Christian name is Paul. He's lately joined the football clubs and he's mad about football. And he's got two black eyes already and teeth out from his gob. Since Paul became a member of that terrible football club, because he's football crazy, he's football mad. The football, it has taken away the little bit of sense he had, and it would take
that's right, NFL is back. Because you have the Carolina Panthers and the Denver Broncos to kick things off on a Thursday. Who knows what the game of the week will be, because I have no control over that. That happens at the mothership. We've got a big, expensive computer. We spare no expense. Ted Anderson dropped a big, huge wad of cash on this computer to pick our game of the week. So it could be the Thursday game. It could be one of the other games. Who knows? I'm just going to explain quickly here at the top for those that just tuned in. You pick a side. You don't have to know anything about football. You pick a side and tell me what you think the final score is going to be. Now, the extra bonus here is if you want the One World Way stuff, it's all free. My buddy Stephen Hewer gave it to me. I'll send you some packets. So you're already a winner. If you want it, hang on. I'll hang some of you on. You can tell Nathan, and I'll send you some of those packets. Come to think of it, I'll send Nathan some of those packets, just because he's such a good guy. And he does have a guess, but he can't win any of the prizes, just like I can't either. So the number is 855-266-5283. And on that note, let's go to Nail the Score.
now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
I have no control over what the game of the week will be, as I have already stated. So, Nathan, let's get that computer ready and let that computer rip. I'm laughing because it's the Dallas Cowboys hosting the New York Giants. It's a Sunday afternoon game. Kicks at 4:25 Eastern. Tony Romo, who has a broken bone in his back, will not play. The quarterback who was chosen in the fourth round, Dak Prescott, will play instead. Who says if you're drafted in the fourth round, you won't get pressed into action right in the beginning? Now, he's played well in the preseason, but that's the preseason. This is a huge game for the Cowboys. It's a huge game for Dak Prescott. The Cowboys, by the way, signed Mark Sanchez, who the Broncos dumped. So they have another backup that's there on the sidelines, because they're getting a little thin now at quarterback, because Tony Romo could be out 6 to 10 weeks. So here's the deal. Giants and the Cowboys. Nail the Score. It's the first one of the season. I can't even believe it. It's the first one of the season. You don't have to tell me why. You can if you want. But what happens in this game is insignificant. It's all about your score. It's all about who wins and what the score is. So I guess significant that whoever you pick wins, right? 855-266-5283. Quickly, I will go to Nathan Reeder, because he is such a huge football guru.
Huge.
Nathan. Yeah, huge. When he's not booking a band somewhere or working on this show or other shows, he is watching football. So who wins in this game? What's the score? New York or Dallas, and what is the score?
I'm going to just poke Texas a little bit and say 21-17, the Giants.
All right. You know, that's not a bad guess. 21-17, so it's a close game. That means that Dak Prescott probably played okay. But, of course, you've got the other Manning brother, who is the quarterback for the Giants. Yeah, interesting. Okay. You are locked and loaded, as they say. I, on the other hand, am going with the Dallas Cowboys for the shock effect that you got the fourth rounder. I just think that story's so cool. So I'm going to say that the Cowboys win it by a score of 27-24. So that's pretty high scoring. I think the defense gives him some room, meaning I should really say the offensive line gives him some room, and he's able to get the ball down the field. I think Ezekiel Elliott will run the ball, find some running room, and yes, the Giants have some superstar players like Odell Beckham, but, you know, again, Cowboys 27-24. And now let's go to all of you. You matter the most, and let's find out the skinny there. We'll go back to our pal Ray. So, Ray, what do you think the score is going to be? Who's going to win?
Oh, my goodness. Romo's out.
Yep.
Who's in? The rookie.
Dak Prescott, the rookie. Mm-hmm.
And who's throwing for the Giants?
Eli Manning.
Okay, let's go 27 Giants and 17.
27-17, Giants win, beating the Cowboys. Stay on hold, Ray, and then we can send you some of that One World Way if you want it. It's awesome. And there's no strings or anything. He just gave it to me to give away to all of you. So, Pete in Texas. Pete, what do you think happens?
From Bunker Boss to Swag Master, 28-19, Dallas.
29-18, Dallas.
28-19, Dallas. 28-19.
I like that score. 28-19. I like this kid, Dak Prescott, too, I got to tell you. Pete, hang on. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan in Texas. What do you say?
I say 30
to the 17 New York favorite.
Ooh, New York. So Dan likes New York. Thanks, Dan. By the way, if you want to get through, I know people are trying to get through, 855-266-5283. Got to do it quick, though. 855-266-5283 or send me an email, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Click on contact. That's how you can get through. Grim, what say you?
I tell you, all this jet washing, me being in a little Piper Cub, I tell you. Anyhow, I'm going to go 23 Dallas and 36 New York.
36, 23 Dallas. So you say Dallas wins it.
No, New York.
I mean New York, New York. I'm sorry, 36, 23. You
yeah.
guys in these backwards scores. All right, 36, 23.
I never liked Cowboys riding Broncos.
Oh, you are hilarious. Oh, hang on and we will get your vitals. All right, so don't worry if I know people are sending me some scores. I'm looking at the emails coming in now, so you're going to get credit. You'll be listed. I'll make sure that I get you all on there, so don't panic about that. And I know because the phone lines were jammed, if somebody tries to get through here at the last second as we turn it over, we'll make sure that we get you too. And again, the game of the week, the first one, hard to believe, week one. I'm going to really keep track of it. I always do, but I'm going to be like a political pollster. I'm going to make sure that I've got everybody loaded, and we'll see how close everybody is. But Cowboys and the Giants, final score. New York has a lot of strengths, so shouldn't diss New York. There are some big strengths on New York's side of the ball, offensively and defensively, let me tell you. Let's go to Everett in Aberdeen, Washington. Hey, Everett, what do you say?
I say Giants 34, Cowboys 13.
Ooh, so another G-man. I get it, 34-13, so the rookie is going to get smacked around. Everett, thanks. Hang on so we can send you some One World Way. But 34-13... And that means it's a long day for Dak Prescott. Oh, a very long day. And like I said, can you imagine when you think of the two quarterbacks that were chosen one and two in the NFL draft, where you have Jared Goff going to L.A. and the Eagles moving up and taking Carson Wentz, who, by the way, is going to start for the Eagles. But you got the fourth rounder that gets in there. Good luck to everybody. I hope somebody nails the score in week one. We're going to do it every week, Tuesday into Wednesday normally. Thank you.
Went down to the football game. When I walked, but it really a chance. I saw you.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.